Welcome to the Own Your Choices, Own Your Life podcast. I know you are here wanting to change and rewrite your story. You are desiring to step into the impact that you know you are here to create. I am here to guide you with the proven tools and strategies used by myself and our speakers to support you in taking radical responsibility in your life and learning how to own your choices to change your story. My name is Marcia Van Weinsberg. I am a storytelling business coach, master NLP trainer, speaker, podcaster, and 7 times published author. My clients have found freedom and purpose from overcoming their shame stories and learning how to share them with the world. I am so grateful you are here. Let's get started. Welcome back to the show. This is a Friday episode. We always start with a rating and review. And so today is the review comes from Ray Hartgen. Ray and I had a beautiful conversation that will be coming up in later this month or next month. And what Ray says is, I had a wonderful conversation with Marcia, who was very prepared for our chat. Her style is to ask broad questions and let the conversation flow, grow organically. And I appreciated her style and her professionalism, and I would highly recommend her podcast to both guests and listeners alike. Thank you so much, Ray. I appreciate you. This is the beauty of podcasting and getting these rating and reviews, because they really do add up and help to affect the show and allow it to grow. So I'm grateful, Ray. And if you would like to hear your name shouted out, please leave a rating and review, because we will be able to share and shout you out on a Friday. All right. Episode 699, Friday episode. Let's keep this short and sweet. Tell me, what are your reasons for not starting? I want you to ask yourself this question. What is the one thing, if you look at yourself today, on the day that you listen to this podcast, whenever that is, take a look and say, I thought I would have started this by now, or I was hoping I would be here by now. Not in a comparison, I just want you to ask yourself that question. Maybe you've wanted to write a book. Maybe you've wanted to launch a podcast. Maybe you wanted to speak on stage. Maybe you wanted to start a business. Maybe you wanted to take up sauna and cold plunge. Who knows? But whatever it is, what are your reasons for not starting? I want you to ask yourself what that is. Like, what's that calling on your heart? And why have you not started it? Because we have to get clear on what the reasons are so that you can move forward and actually create change and shift with that. So everything is literally like climbing a mountain, okay? It's like a staircase model. My friend Meg uses this all the time, this analogy. This staircase model, if you want to get to the top of the staircase, say there's 20 steps to get there, what's step one? Where do you start with step one? What's the thing you need to do? And you might say, well, I can't start the podcast until I have a mic and I have this and I have somebody hired to do it. And I'm going to say, is that the truth? Actually, is it the truth? Because whatever you tell yourself is you're making that a true story. I started my show with a phone, headphones, not nice headphones, like the little plug-in headphones, and no mic. No ring light, and messy as all get out when I put it out there. And I'm actually really proud of that. I'm so glad I never got rid of that content, because, you know, I've always thought about, it's always important to look back and see where you've come from and to see what you've grown through and to celebrate how far we come, right? We have to be able to stop and celebrate and comparing ourselves to ourselves. So if you look at this staircase model and this mountain, and you put the thing that you want to do at the top of that mountain, and it can be huge or it can be something that is maybe not huge, but it's big for you right now. Like, maybe it's showing up consistently online. Maybe it is like doing one little thing in your business that is a stretch for you that you've been putting off. Maybe it's the thing you've been procrastinating because of the stories that you tell yourself. I love this quote from Brianna Weist. Your new life is going to cost you your old one. It is. It's going to cost you your comfort zone and your sense of direction. It's going to cost you the relationships and friends that you have. It doesn't mean that you have to lose it all, because I want to give you a reframe with this, but it's going to cost you being liked and understood, and that doesn't matter. It might feel like it matters, But it doesn't matter because what's on the other side of that, your life needs you to move through that in order to get there. The people that you're meant to connect with need you to move through in order to get there. They're actually waiting for you to keep going so that they can get on board with you and what you're doing here. This is 100%. I have so much I can share on this because this is something we've been diving into with the authors that I get to work with. It's like when you, it's more than publishing a book. It's more than starting a business. It's more than starting a podcast. It is the person that you become in the process and the momentum of other people joining alongside of you because they all of a sudden for the first time feel seen and heard. The number one thing people want in their life is to be seen and heard. It's literally connection. That's what we're searching for. And so when it comes down to it, what are your reasons for not starting? Because you can keep putting a plan together. Let's call it this way. Consciously, you can keep putting a plan together, putting it at the top of the staircase. What does it look like? This is the mountain. This is what I'm creating. I can't wait to do this. And there's like a bazillion steps before I get there. And you're fantasizing or romanticizing the very like end stage, yet you want to start to look at the action steps of how you're going to get there. What is that going to take of you to start doing in order to create that change? And none of that's going to happen until you ask yourself why you're not doing it. What is it, your reasons for not starting? Because what happens is like some of these emotions are always going to get into the play. They're always going to get in the way. Consciously, we're setting this goal of what we want to do. Subconsciously, we don't think it's possible. Subconsciously, we think, hey, I don't know if I'm the one to do it. I don't know if I can do it. Who's going to listen to my words? Those are the little stories that keep going on. And I say little because they're like on repeat, but they become big because they gain momentum. And what happens is subconsciously, the reasons why you're not starting are not about conscious mind. They're not about that you didn't put a good enough plan in place. That's not why. You're not starting because you don't believe that you can, or you don't believe that you're the person who can actually bring this to life. You don't believe that you've got what it takes. Or maybe you've made a story up of, I can, like, this is what I want to do, but what's it going to cost me to do that? And that's really scary. I might have to do it alone. You can't see the people who are going to get on with your vision. They're going to latch on in a beautiful way because you can't see them yet. They need you to go first. So the reasons why you're not starting, ask yourself that. And then as you start to do that, you can break it down and start to understand that you're telling yourself a story that is stopping you from starting. When you break it down into the steps, then what can you do today that moves that needle closer? What can you do today? And then how can you learn from someone else who's done what you want to do? Or how can you learn from someone else who is living the life, the vision, the message, the impact that they're doing that you want to be a part of? Because that's how you're going to find those answers. At this time, literally everything is not a secret. Everything is Googleable. Everything. Like I can find out anything. And I actually, my one friend just says that really very, very few things are proprietary anymore. If you really think about it, like everything you want to do, it's been done. It's been done. It hasn't been done by you, but it's been done. And so you're not brand new to the game. There's somebody you can learn from. So let that be something that gives you a little bit more comfort and understanding that it doesn't have to be that hard. It doesn't have to be that impossible. It really doesn't. When you break it down into the little steps of what you can do, and before you do that, being super real and raw and honest with yourself about why you're not starting. Why you're not starting. What does that look like? Why you're not starting? Because when you're honest with yourself, you can't change anything you're not going to address. You can't change anything that you're not honest about. But if you are honest about it and you are real about it, you can create change. So when we sit in this space of ignoring why we're not starting and thinking that we don't have the right plan in place in order to make it happen, but you're not addressing the reason as to why you're starting, what happens is that you are feeding and creating more self-sabotaging behaviors because it's just easier than doing the damn thing. It's just easier. I love you, but seriously, it's easier than doing the damn thing. It's not about just getting over these beliefs. It's about listening to why are you not doing it? And you might say, I don't know. And my thing will be, I know you don't know, but if you did know, what is it? And get real, because you don't have a clue what you are blocking yourself from. You're creating this self-sabotaging cycle that is keeping you stuck right where you are, and you are meant for something more. You are meant for way more than you can imagine. And I had this call with a client this week, and I just absolutely love what's happening in her life and in her business. And she was like, I don't think that my family's on board. I don't know if my friends can see it yet, and I don't think my spouse gets it. They do support me, but I don't think they get it. And I'm like, why would they get it? So she's not saying that he's not supporting her. She's saying, I don't think he gets it. And the reason he doesn't get it is because this calling has been tapped down on her. It's been tapped down on you. I always say it wasn't a conference call. It was not a conference call. It didn't go to everyone. It went to you. I had a vision for this podcast. It didn't even come to this. Let me just tell you that. I had a vision for this podcast that all I wanted to do was normalizing sharing difficult stories. That's what I wanted to do. Because my book was coming out, I sat in a space of going, I really still don't feel I see people talking about difficult things in life. 2017. And at that point, I was listening to a lot of podcasts. And I went, what if I could start my own podcast? And I thought, that's crazy, because I don't really know anything about it. But I could search it out on Google and I could see. And look, and I'm persistent and I'm resilient and I'm stubborn and I do those things. And I love what I do. If I didn't love doing this, I would not do it as long as I've done it. But I love it. And I love being able to connect and share stories with people. But I do often think that if I would have listened to all of the negative people in my life at that time and my negative person that lived inside of me about why I wasn't good enough to start podcasting, I'd never be here. I wouldn't. And I wouldn't have had practice of 700 episodes on this show, over 100 on the platform of Everybody Holds a Story with my co-host Sue, and probably close to 250 episodes as a guest. I threw that number, it's probably more than that, as a guest. None of that would have happened. And I know that a number of the different talks that I've been able to be a part of on stage, they wouldn't have happened without the podcast. They wouldn't have, and they wouldn't happen without the book. So if I'd have listened to my own reasons for not starting in the first place, none of this would be here. So I'm telling you, and I'm begging you to listen to yourself right now. What are your reasons for not starting? And are you okay with letting that block you from all that is available for you? Because what is available for you, way beyond your wildest dreams, way beyond. Thank you so much for being here. Let me know. I literally want to know and help you navigate through this. What are your reasons for not starting? Because let's move those old BS stories out of the way and make our way up that staircase so that we can create the results that we desire and we deserve. Because we have people to help. We've got epic shit to do here and we have people to help. Have an incredible day. Thank you so much for being here. And one more episode, and we celebrate number 700. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Own Your Choices, Own Your Life. If you love this episode, I invite you to tag me on social media with your takeaways or share it with a friend. Please, if you feel called, take 30 seconds to leave a 5-star review, and I will be forever grateful. Until next time, remember, when you own your choices, you truly own your life.